Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and here's where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Probably the only place in Maryland where you can do that from 5 to 7 on Saturday morning when you're on your way to the boat dock or out to the turkey woods or the deer blind or the duck blind or the goose pit. You can do that right here with me, live and in person today on WCBM 680. Here we are. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we're here to talk to you this morning. Coming up this next hour, the second hour, will be Alan Klotz from all the way out in Deep Creek Lake. He's going to talk about some tremendous fishing opportunities out in western Maryland, primarily the lake system out there, Deep Creek, Broad Fording, Savage Reservoir, and talk to you a little bit about how you can catch some big fish in western Maryland when you head out that way. And we'll be more than glad to take your calls right now and talk about anything you want to talk about. Turkey hunting, striped bass fishing, crabbing, varmints, what's bugging you in the outdoor world? Bugs, ticks, chiggers, mosquitoes, all the way down to the tiniest thing. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it right here. Again, that phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Or if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can call us here at 1-800-WCBM-680. Toll-free call for you. There you go. So, how was your week? Pretty simple question. Mine was... Mine was a typical Alan Ellis week, that's for sure. Just a lot of things going on. We did get out and about a little bit this week. I was able to take my annual smallmouth bass fishing trip on one of the local reservoirs with electric bass anglers, and I want to tell you, we had a great day. We had a great day. We caught fish all day long. We found fish all day long. It was not the best day for fishing. It was an east wind. It was a little cloudy, a little sunny, a little windy, a lot of pollen on the water. Hard to see when you're fishing this time of year. You're primarily fishing bedded fish that are spawning or have already spawned and protecting their nest. And you're looking for the beds is what you're looking for. And sometimes it's a dark spot. Sometimes it's a light spot. Sometimes you see the fish moving in and out across the bed. Sometimes you don't, but it's a lot of research done by previous fishermen, and they communicate and they say, we know there's one here, there's one there, you know, and or you just simply go up and down the banks and you start looking for likely looking places, small rocks, pea gravel, that kind of thing that is typically good spawning habitat, and it's not everywhere in the lakes. So the guys that have experienced fishing the lakes for years and years and years know where the better areas are. So we wound up catching 21 fish. We caught some males, which were, 15, 16-inch fish. And then we did catch some spawned-out female fish that were, I think we caught one 19 and a half. And that wasn't the biggest one that was caught this week. These fish can be very aggressive. You can entice them to bite 4, 5, 6, 10 times, pick your bait up off the bed and move it out, or they grab it, you can hook them and they can shake loose, and you can go right back in and hook them again, and just take a quick photo if that's what you want to do. Most of them we didn't, but we popped them back in the water, and you could go back in 15 minutes or 10 minutes or even watch them go right back to the bed that you picked them off of. So it's a very, very sustainable fishery and something I've been doing for, I think this is my eighth or ninth. Can't remember. Anyway, had a lot of fun, caught some fish, got some sunburn, and just enjoyed my day. Found out that some kinds of line that you put on your reel may not be all that good for knots. Kept breaking some, and I don't know what kind of line it is. I don't know. But I think it was 12-pound test, and I kept breaking it off at the knot. Broke it off on two different fish. I don't know why, but, and then the next time I'd catch the fish, you tell me why things happen. I don't know. It's fishing. That's all. So, What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about a couple little things here. The governor, a couple weeks late, will finally sign our strict liability repeal. And if you don't know what that is, if you're a waterfowl hunter, a migratory bird hunter, and I know there are 50-some thousand of you out there that buy the migratory bird stamp to hunt doves or hunt waterfowl, I think you probably know those are federally protected species that are any of the migratory birds are. That includes ducks, geese, doves, and some shorebirds that are considered game birds that nobody hunts, you know, the rails and that type of thing. Well, according to the Department of Natural Resources, when you get the little card that they print up, that you know, it's a double-size, 8.5 by 11 sheet that's cardboard, folded in the middle, has all the seasons on it, and it has a little calendar there you clip out, got all the rules and regulations. There's a thing on the front nobody reads. I mean, nobody reads. But it says, strict liability, what hunters should know. It's in bold print. Special notice to waterfowl hunters. And it talks about baiting. And then right in the middle, it says strict liability. Maryland's baiting regulation is more restrictive than federal regulations. In Maryland's migratory bird baiting regulation, it's not necessary for a hunter to know that an area is baited to be in violation. And that's the kicker right there. With as many outfitters and guide services that we have here in Maryland, and as much as the concentration of waterfowl is primarily on the Eastern Shore and Southern Maryland and places like that, the outfitters will advertise or promote their trip. Somebody will book a trip with an outfitter. They'll show up and have no idea. You know, you meet the guy at McDonald's at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you go out and you get in the duck blind, or you go out and get in the goose pit, and you believe that everything is legal and upstanding because you've booked a trip with a licensed outfitter, and you trust the guide, and you've established some kind of relationship with the guy, maybe over the phone or met him at a show or something like that. You go out, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of a jackpot. And if you wind up in that situation, and some have, where you're charged with baiting under Maryland's law, you're guilty. You're guilty of placing bait to attract migratory birds, ducks, geese, doves, whatever it might be. Now, under federal law says the hunter has to be proven to have intent. The charging officer has to prove that the violator intended to bait. In Maryland law, that is not the case. In other words, as long as bait is present, you're guilty. Doesn't matter who put it there. Well, that law was changed this year in the General Assembly due to the efforts of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, the organization of which I am the executive director, and as Fran likes to say, I'm driving the bus. Well, I kind of am, but I'm not driving the bus in Annapolis. That would be our advocate, our lobbyist, who we hired, the best lobbyist in the state of Maryland for sportsmen's issues, and that would be our advocate, Bill Miles. We were able to have two bills introduced, Senate Bill 88, which was put in by Senator John Astle, and then the accompanying bill in the House was House Bill 170, which was sponsored by Delegate Wendell Beitzel and others. And as this went through the process, the House bill was a piece of cake next to the Senate bill. The Senate bill took some tremendous maneuvering and some political capital being expent that just you've never seen the likes of it. Well, that's being said, the repeal of the strict liability doctrine took place in the General Assembly. The governor will be signing that bill into law on Tuesday. We will be in attendance, and hopefully you'll be able to see the picture if you're affiliated at all with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, if you are a hunter, and you should be. Which brings up the next topic, which is the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's easy to join, by the way, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And if you go to that website, mdhuntingcoalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N, .org, you'll begin to see, explore that website. You'll see everything that we're talking about. and you'll see our inaugural Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. You click on that and show you the flyer. You can print out the flyer, or you can go and look at the list, the giant, giant list of things that we've got to offer. I mean, there's like 15 guns, there's bows, there's crossbows, there's trips, there's everything else. And the folks around Maryland and manufacturers and others have risen to the challenge to assist us in our benefit effort coming up at the fundraiser May 30th, Saturday, May 30th. That's a Saturday after Memorial Day. And you, too, are welcome to attend. But hurry, because the tables are filling up rather quickly. We have a little space left. If you want to get in on the three-for-one deal, you know, you just check the website and you'll see what the three-for-one deal is. But I would get my tickets here by the 15th. Let me just say it that way. Take a look at the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And if you want to call me, feel free to call me. My phone number is on the flyer. On everything that we print out is my phone number. So simply feel free to call me. Or you can call here at the station and we'll connect that way. So that's pretty much it. We've been working on that. We've been doing some business around the state. We're dealing with some health issues with some people that are close to us. And, you know, it's interesting. I was on the shore yesterday, had a couple calls to make, and I stopped at one spot. It was an outfitter who's graciously donated a trip to our organization, undergoing a triple bypass. A quadruple bypass, you know. They've been in the hospital for 2 weeks. I didn't know. I had no idea. You know, guy was having chest pains, didn't do anything about it. Finally went to the doctor, boom, went to the hospital, quadruple bypass. You don't mess with that. You don't, you know, mess around with that stuff. Stopped at another fella's place, and many of you on the Eastern Shore will know Billy Beckwith. Billy Beckwith had Beckwith Equipment. The only Argo dealer in Maryland that I know of, and maybe on the East Coast anymore. And I found out that Billy passed away 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday. Now, I hadn't been to see him. Last time I saw him, he seemed to be fine. Talked to him, had a nice conversation with him. He seemed interested in what we were doing with the coalition and everything else. We had a nice conversation. Always stopped in to see him and his wife and get a crab cake there at the what did I have last time? Fried oysters, I guess. There at the little trailer that sells seafood and chicken and stuff there on his property. And found out that Billy Beckwith passed away. 52 years old. Just like that. I tell you, folks, better have your future nailed down. At least your eternal future. That's for sure. Because you do not ever know the day or the time or the hour. So. All right, we're at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I guess we'll take a little break. Why not? Let's do that. I'll tell you about a couple of our sponsors. Look, if you like gardening, Papa John's Farm in Severn is just spectacular. They've been a sponsor here for a number of years, and you folks have responded in kind, which, you know, is very, very beneficial to both of us. And Papa John's greenhouses are just bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They spend a lot of time getting these plants ready to go. They've got annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, and all the other names of the flowers that I can't pronounce. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants as well. All the vegetable plants ready to go, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes are ready. Squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe. 10 varieties of hot peppers. And if you have a little herb garden out back or in a flower box, they've got that too. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97, Interstate 97, Exit 12. Is where you get off and head to New Cut Road, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You drive right to the greenhouses. You can park. You can walk down to the wagons just filled with flowers and plants and boxes. You make your selections. Or you can call them. And that number is 410-969-5909. I want you to think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church, and for your mom. Mother's Day is tomorrow. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who fishes in Maryland, every recreational fisherman. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic to the Chesapeake and all the way to Deep Creek Lake. 67 species in 5 categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size and receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, a fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and new this year, and announcing it here for the first time today, even a share of $25,000 in cash prizes. Brand new. Fish are biting right now in Deep Creek, the Potomac, and on the Eastern Shore ponds, and the bright western trout streams under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and in the deep Atlantic waters off Ocean City. Now is not the time to stay indoors. No, no, no. Go fish. Fisher rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tommy Yes. All right. Well, let me tell you about the new component to the Maryland Fishing Challenge here a little bit. There are 67 species across Maryland from Garrett County to the Ocean City. You can win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing spot. There will be $25,000. Remember I mentioned $25,000 there a minute ago in guaranteed cash prizes, including $6,000 in each of the three regions across Maryland, and that would be non-tidal, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, and tidal, and the Atlantic. Okay, those three big major divisions will have $6,000 up for grabs in each of those divisions. Now, if you catch an award-sized fish in each region, you're automatically entered to win $2,000 in cash. So if you go to Deep Creek and catch a bluegill to get you an award or a yellow perch, and then you go to Chesapeake Bay and you catch a 40-inch rockfish and get an award, and then you decide to take a vacation to Ocean City, you go offshore and you catch a whatever, shark, something, and you win you get an angler award for it, you are a master angler. You're automatically entered to win $2,000 in cash. Now, at the grand finale, if you show up, well, it really doesn't say that. 5,000 random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You're in. I mean, your ticket puts you in the bucket and going to give away $5,000 in cash right there on the spot. Not a bad deal. Now, there's a special prize drawing for catch and keep an invasive species of any size, and that would be flathead catfish, blue catfish, and snakeheads. And the goal is to get those fish out of the water. You take them out, you eat them, which is what I would do. And, you can be in a drawing for a special prize. So there's all kinds of prizes out there. Just get familiar with the fishing challenge, you know? I might have worded this intro flyer a little bit differently, but that's me. What do I know? Just been an editor and publisher for 30 years. I don't know nothing about. So, if you want to download the flyer that I just read from, you can go to Maryland Fishing Challenge website. And I gave you that website address. It's dnrmaryland.gov/fisheries. And you go to the Fishing Challenge links on the left of the page. You'll find the Maryland Fishing Challenge flyer. And then there's a catch and release flyer, too. Take a photo of the fish beside a ruler and you holding it. Produce the photographic evidence that you caught and released that fish, and guess what? You can qualify just like any other fisherman, but you can release the fish to fish another day. I was going to do that. If we'd have caught a qualifying smallmouth on Thursday, I printed out the flyer, took it with me. We had the ruler, too, but we didn't catch anything quite that big. 19.5 inches is the biggest smallmouth I caught. Next day they did. They caught one 21 inches. One fish that broke me off once. I hooked four times. Brought it up to the boat. It opened its mouth, and away it went. They went out the next day, hooked a fish twice, got away twice, hooked it the third time, brought it to the boat. 21-inch smallmouth. That's a big fish, folks. That's a 5-pounder. That's the one I couldn't take. That's one I couldn't get. There's always one. There's always one that messes with me on my annual trip. We'll fish for that same fish for an hour. I'll never be able to catch it. But next year, I've got the solution. I do. Yep, I'm going to make some changes. I'm going to do some different stuff. Don't know if a new rod and reel's in my future, but it might be. We'll tell you one thing. I did buy a new bait caster, which I like, and I filled it with 40-pound test braid. Very nice line. I was pretty happy with it. I'd first used Braid last year. I'd never used Braid on any kind of reel before. I used Braid last year on a trip to Deep Creek Lake. I filled a casting reel with bait caster with the, I think, 50-pound test braid. At that point, we were fishing for big northern pike, and I was tickled. I was pleased with the results, and the castability and everything else, the less tangles and backlash and things like that, and I liked it. And once you get your bait caster adjusted, the modern bait casters are just a piece of cake to use. It takes a little practice, but the magnetic anti-reverse has been on reels for what now? 25 years. So it's very easy to master a bait caster, and you just practice and practice and practice, and you learn to flip it in under the brush. And I'm not that great, especially when there's overhanging trees. I'm better at getting the lure out of the overhanging trees, than casting it under the overhanging trees. I can work that lure up. You cast over, it goes over the tree, and you go, oh, no, crap, there it is. So you just let some line out, and you make sure that the bait is sliding, just over the limb, or, you try and get it up as tight to the limb as possible, and you're fishing primarily weedless stuff, so it's not horrible to hook it up, and then you just kind of pop it, and it sails over your head and over the other side of the boat, and everybody's happy. But it's tough on the line. It really is tough on the line when you do that, so you got to. But I don't know what the deal was with this mono on this other rod this time. I think it was 12-pound test. I just kept popping it right at the knot. And it's a knot that I tie all the time. Palomar knot's the best knot you can tie. And if you don't know how to tie a Palomar knot, it's very quick, very simple, very easy to do. You just put the line through the hook eye, then you bring it back and you make a loop. You tie an overhand knot and you put the hook through the loop and you wet it a little bit with your fingers or your spit on it and pull it tight, clip off the tag end, and you're good to go. That's how quick it is to tie a Palomar. Let me run through that again. You put the line through the eye of the hook. You bring it back through the eye of the hook. Now you got a loop. You tie an overhand knot. You take the bait or the hook through the loop, snug it down, and you've got it. Piece of cake. Palomar knot. You can also use an improved clinch. You can also use a Berkeley knot. Berkeley knot is like a clinch knot, only you run the line through the hook eye twice. Make a loop, wrap six times, bring the line back through the double loop, wet it, tighten it up, boom, you're done. Fran, how you doing?
Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. My first little topic.
Tell me.
I listen to everything you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did I hear you correctly? You discussed 1 week that you had a little skin cancer going on.
I did. I had a little skin cancer going on.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. I had six spots frozen off my face. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And did I hear you today bragging about sunburn?
I wasn't bragging about it. I said I got toasty. And I did.
Yeah, but see, but didn't they give you some kind of instructions about how to prevent any of that?
Fran.
What?
When you go into a restaurant and it's got drapes along a window, down on where you're sitting in a booth along the wall, and it says, please do not touch the drapes.
Yes.
I'm the guy that touches the drapes. When you go into a store and you're walking through the toy aisle and you got all the toys that are voice activated and, you touch them and they do certain things, I'll touch the whole row of toys that do that in the toy aisle.
You understand that you are the driver of the bus of the Maryland Hunting Coalition?
I do. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the driver of that bus, I suggest some of these habits of touching drapes and anything else that you shouldn't touch.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest that you try to curb that so that you can drive the bus for us a little longer.
I'm going back in 3 months for a total body scan, Fran.
Okay.
They're going to check me out all over.
Okay.
Make sure that I don't have any unseemly looking little spots anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think that I do. But No, I'll keep an eye on it.
All right.
No, the dermatologist was, good thing you got in here because we can take care of this easily now. But I've been putting it off for 3 or 4 years. So it's not a real fast-growing thing, and you can catch it, but I have heard stories of people who let things go.
Right.
And maybe we'll do something on that. Maybe we'll do something on skin cancer. I've known several people that have had developed melanoma and had to have that taken care of. And, you know, it, basically it's any on your face, if you get a little crusty patch or you get a little thing that won't, you know, you shave and it won't heal and it hurts and, you know, you, and mostly on your temples. You know, I've driven hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles, and that sun coming in the driver's window can, you know, can bake your face on the left-hand side. Well, I had three little spots over there, but also had three on the right, and I assume that was from, you know, not protecting myself when I'm outdoors fishing and doing all that other stuff. So, but, you know, if you find anything, any little crusty patch, any little something that's not healing, you need to get your dermatologist. If you find something particularly of a dark spot within a regular outline, you want to have that checked too. You don't want to say, "Go, oh, that's nothing. That's just a mole. That's just something, something, something." You want to go and make sure you talk to your dermatologist, because melanoma can not only affect your skin, but melanoma can spread to the other organs in your body, and it can bring about your demise rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that you have so much knowledge about it, I hope you keep that in mind.
No, I will. So what are you saying? Put sunscreen on?
You don't put sunscreen on? They didn't give you any instructions about that? Hello?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I'm sorry. What were you talking about, Fran? Did you say something?
Okay. You know, we used to have an expression, hard head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't make me come after you. Listen, I want to know, too,
yes, ma'am,
about the membership with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. How's that going? And your likes on Facebook?
Likes on Facebook, we're just under 1,500. We're just under 900 on memberships.
Just under 900.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we got a letter going out, an email going out, hopefully this weekend, to remind folks about the fundraiser. And are you online, Fran? Do you go online at all?
No.
No? Okay.
I can help it. I mean, I do. I will go online if I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but
you got your tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't win. Sorry.
No. But so, listen.
Yes.
Another thing I want to talk about, that Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Yes.
I really want to say something to the hunters. I've been doing a lot of thinking. Okay?
All right. Go right ahead.
And I know you don't get a salary. And
no.
I know, and I thought to myself, this Alan Ellis, you've got a lot on your plate. I've been thinking, and I thought, well, now, he has the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
He has the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go up and down the road networking with sponsors and other people.
Yeah, you forgot I published the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, yeah, and Maryland Loves Crabs.
Right.
Yeah, I do that.
And then you go to Annapolis, mm-hmm, with the Advocate, and I thought to myself, wait a minute. Now, you mentioned some weeks back about the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Which budget was that? You talking about the Maryland Hunting?
The Hunting Coalition budget, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, here we go, because I've been holding this in.
All right.
Let me tell you guys out there, you other hunters that tell Alan, yeah, man, you know, all this, and what you want and so forth. This man, you're not even giving him gas money? He goes to Annapolis with the Advocate to do your dirty work. And you know it's dirty work. That's why you guys aren't there. But there's another message that you could send Annapolis, and that's this. The message you could send is, you could send a message, you know, his people are behind him because his budget for the year has already been met. I thought I heard him say...
No. Budget has not been met.
No,
right there.
I know it hasn't been met. That's what I'm talking about. You said it was like $80,000 a year, right?
That's pretty much our ballpark budget, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about an $80,000 a year budget, people. And that's no frills. I don't care what kind of little organization or company you're running. If you think you can do it all for $80,000 a year, that's a drop in the bucket. And I can't believe you guys are sitting on the fence like life is a spectator sport, watching this man fight for you, and you're not even giving them gas money. Let me tell you, if half of you registered hunters would spend $20, okay, by June the 30th, the budget would be met for the year. That sends a message to Annapolis, too. You ought to let them know his people is behind him. That's the least you can do. I can't believe you're not even giving him gas money. That's it.
Thank you, Fran.
You're welcome.
You're welcome to call anytime.
All right,
sweetie.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. There she goes. Fran speaks truth. We have 100,000 hunters here in Maryland. If everybody gave a dollar, we'd meet our budget. And more. Dollar. The reason we need to take a break, let's do that. Let's take a break. I don't want to talk about that right now. I mean, I do, but I don't. I don't want people to start tuning out. Let's talk about seafood. Stop to see Bill down at NBS Seafood. NBS stands for no BS, no bull stuff. 1223 Dorsey Road, Glen Burnie. Live wild-caught Louisiana crawfish, andouille sausage, gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs, maybe. Crabs, folks, are in very short supply right now all along the East Coast. Some of the largest crab houses won't have enough crabs to fill their Mother's Day orders. It always happens when there's a full moon like this right before the holidays. You're not going to have crabs that you want to have this weekend. There are a few Maryland seaside crabs available, however, as long as they last. Now, NBS does carry fresh, wild-caught white perch. Mm-hmm. Yep. Inexpensive, too, and there's even a break if you get to 10 pounds. Jumbo Gulf shrimp. They got scallops, variety of seafood items. They even have the spice to make your seafood taste great. Stop by NBS Seafood, 410-271-3202. Let me say that again, 410-271-3202. They're open this weekend, 10 to 7 today, and noon to 5 tomorrow, Mother's Day. Go get yourself some steamed shrimp, or go get yourself some shrimp and steam it up for Mom. NBS accepts Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. Any questions? Here's that number again coming at you. Got your pencil? 410-271-3202 for NBS, no bull stuff, seafood.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, stop by to see the folks at Clyde Sports Shop yesterday, too. Yes, I did. And Billy told me to tell you the fishing is really, really good. Really good. Fishing's been good. And the way to find out where fishing has been good is to call the fishing hotline, 247-FISH. That's 410-247-3474. 247-FISH is the easy way to remember it. So if you still have numbers on your, you know, on your keypad, you can do that. So that being said, everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing. They'll help you how to rig up, help you learn how to rig up, teach you how to rig up. They will provide you with the lures. They will provide you with the live bait. They will provide you with the advice. They will tell you how to get to where you're going. They'll put fresh line on your reels, which apparently I need. I just put it on there last year. No reason that line should have been terrible. But we'll fix that. Trust me. Then they will do that. They'll fix the tip on your rod. They'll repair the guides if you need it. They'll put fresh grease in your reel if you need it. Clean all the grit cleaned out of it. Take care of that. In other words, If you fish, Clyde Sport Shop will take care of all your wants and desires for fishing. Everything except the fish. You know, where to go, what to use, how to use it, and facilitate your fishing adventure. Big rockfish, no problem. Largemouth bass, got it covered. Panfish, you name it. Perch, absolutely. Trout, yep. Clyde Sport Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The website is clydesports.com. The main contact phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. 247-FISH is the fishing hotline. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. And by the way, if you have a dead battery, they can check it. And if you need a place to take batteries to recycle them, Battery Warehouse, any location will do that. There you go.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore, this is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on.
Throw our truck driving friend.
There, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth full of logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Big Ben, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy.
All right, that's enough. C.W. McCall. You got to find his other song. You got to find another song by C.W. McCall. Do you have another song by C.W. McCall? You're not finding a C.W. McCall song? All right, take a look. Yes, he's got another couple good songs out there. One that would be apropos to the Eastern Shore, by the way, just so you know. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We got a couple minutes left here in this hour. We'd love to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. A lot of fun. So, it's up to you, folks. I'm worn out. It's been a long week. Stressful week. This year, 2015, has not started off as a good time for Alan, I'll tell you. But I can still laugh about it. What was that? Was that our call? Is that what our guest? Our guest next hour. Yeah, he'll call back shortly. We have a few minutes. Ouch. Who tightened up the earphones? Let me stretch them out a few clicks here. There you go. Somebody with a little teeny tiny pointy head apparently was in here before me. Who would that have been? I don't know. Wasn't Mark Levin. He wasn't in studio, was he? Okay. I'm fudging here. I need somebody to give me a call so we can talk about something not even serious. Just give us a call. Because like I said, it's been an interesting week. I got... with session being over, you know, there's not a lot to talk about as far as the General Assembly and with everything that's going on in Maryland, in Baltimore, you know, that kind of delayed the governor signing our strict liability repeal here in Maryland. And we'll, you know, so we've been kind of treading water a little bit with the coalition. I've been working on this fundraiser, and I will tell you on the fundraiser, go to mdhuntingcoalition.org. And you will see on that website, you will see right under the Legacy Dinner and Benefit, you'll see a list of some of the things that we've got. It's extensive. Mark, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great.
Good. What's up?
I love fun to get some light out early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing worse than getting up in the dark and it's already 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. Well, we've all been there, but yeah, we were out on the reservoir at 6 o'clock the other day, and that was quite spectacular.
You could read a newspaper.
Exactly. Yeah.
But who would want to when you're fishing?
Not me. Thank you.
How are you?
Tired. But how are you?
Oh, I'm getting better. I had cancer last year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The operative word is I'm getting better.
That's the main thing.
Test.
Sure.
Was it Fran just called in a few minutes
ago? That was Fran, yeah.
Yeah, she's right. You know, it's important to go to the doctor. In my case, it was prostate, and I was asymptomatic. I would never have guessed that I was sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And it was just a routine blood test, and thing led to another.
What was your PSA? What was your PSA?
It was rising steadily over the years. It suddenly went from 3.9 to 5.3.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a notoriously unreliable test, but it is the best they've got.
Yeah.
80% of men sent in for a biopsy turn out to be negative.
Really?
Yeah. I was, the average age is 66. I was 61.
Yeah.
So I'm precocious.
Yes, you are very. You and I are the same age.
Yeah.
And I just went for my annual update, which I skipped last year, and everything's fine. But when you say asymptomatic, that sends off a little alarm in my head, but PSA is still 2. It was 1. Now it's 2. So, you know, I'll keep an eye on it.
But, oh, then you're in great shape.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's between that and actinic keratosis, a crusty patch on your skin.
Actinic keratosis is exactly what I had. Yes.
Yes, and I've got it. I'm going in at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Have them frozen off.
Yeah.
The point of the call.
300 degrees below zero, liquid nitrogen, under pressure, stings just a tad when they spray it on your face, especially a little bit right next to your ear. It's not only stings, but it's loud. But you know what? I'd rather put up with a few seconds of that than deal with the consequences.
Yeah, you got that right.
And
the point is, if you go in for your annual physical, and a lot of men are stoical and don't bother.
Yeah.
Things can be prevented.
They're easily. That's true. Yep.
So that's why I haven't attended any dinners or anything. I wasn't in a position to go out.
Sure, I got you. Yep. Well, you're welcome.
Like
you're
you,
welcome to show up.
Now.
You're welcome to show up on Saturday, May 30th, up in Westminster at Martin's. And
I will try to do that.
Yeah, go online, take a look at the list of stuff we got. I think there's 15 guns on there now, something like that. I can't remember, but you know, all that stuff's being auctioned off and raffled off, and all the other stuff you can do, so that you're allowed to do. So we'll do that. So anyway, well, good. I'm glad you're back in back into the swing of things, and I appreciate the backup on the warning from Fran.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool, buddy. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Mark's a nice guy. Mark and his brother John. John's a big muzzleloader guy down in North Carolina. Linda, good morning. How are you, Linda?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I got a five-year-old that is bugging the heck out of me to take him fishing. I don't.
So take him fishing.
And fishing. And
yeah.
I really don't want to go. But if
well, then it's on you, not on him.
I know. But if there,
your question is how to get a five-year-old into fishing.
Yes.
Go fishing.
I don't want to.
Well, then, Linda, I can't help you.
You're the parent out there that had that would take a group of little boys out fishing, teach them how to fish.
Have you tried Cub Scouts or hooking up with one of those groups?
Well, he's still a little young for that.
How about somebody like the Royal Rangers see, here's the deal, Linda. I think you've called before and asked this question off the air.
Yes.
And the deal is you don't want to do it. So the kid, you're going to deny the kid from doing it. Well, guess what? You're the parent.
Well, no, I'm really not, but that's okay.
You're not the parent.
No, I took these kids in.
Well, then you're the foster parent.
Right.
Well, take them fishing. Hey, Linda.
Hey.
Your responsibility. Don't call me in 10 years, if I'm still on the air, and say, you never told me to take my kid fishing because now he's out running the streets. Take the kid fishing. Find a spot and go. There's plenty of bait and tackle stores over there. Walk into a bait and tackle store and say, can you help me? I have $30 or I have $25. I want to take my kid fishing. Help me out. Give me what I need and tell me how to get where's a good spot to take him.
Okay.
Pretty simple. But Linda, you got to make up your mind that it's important enough, his future is important enough to you to help him out.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. All right. Next hour, after the news, we've got Alan Klotz on from up at Deep Creek Lake, where a lot of kids go fishing. And learn how to fish right there, right off the boat dock. Very simple. Fishing rod and reel. Hook, bobber, worm. Pretty simple. I mean, you just got to make up your mind to go do it. All right. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.